Radio Pulpit, 657 AM.
Good day and welcome to the program. My name is Pastor T.L. Emmanuel, and we're still talking about the doctrine of Christ. The doctrine of Christ is the teaching of the Lord Jesus Christ. It's the gospel the Lord Jesus Christ himself preached and taught. It's what he also imparted to the church through the apostles. It's what we also read about in the epistles. Glory be to God. Amen. And we're still talking about fruit. Amen. Bearing good fruit. Glory be to God. But today we're going to look at it from a different perspective. We'll be talking about good works. Good works. Glory be to God. Matthew 5:16. This is now the Lord Jesus Christ. He says, "Let your light so shine before men that they may see your good works. They may see your good works and glorify your Father in heaven." They may see your good works and glorify your Father in heaven. So the Lord Jesus Christ is looking for good works. Amen. So he's saying that people must see our good works. So we know that your light is shining before men when they see your good works. And when people see your good works, they're going to glorify your Father in heaven. And this is now what the Lord Jesus Christ taught. Glory be to God. Amen. Acts 26:20 says, "But showed first unto them of Damascus," this is now the Apostle Paul, "and at Jerusalem and throughout all the coast of Judea, and then to the Gentiles," he says, "that they should repent." They should repent and turn to God. They should what? Repent and turn to God and do works meet for repentance. Amen. And do works meet for repentance. So a lot of people will then tell you that the Apostle Paul preached grace, and the message of grace does not agree with good works. That is not true. That is not in the Bible. That will never be true. So the Apostle of Grace himself is explaining what he taught, the message he taught. He says that he told people they should repent, number one. A lot of people preach the Apostle Paul and they never mention repentance. They never tell people to repent. So he says he went everywhere and he taught people they should repent, like the Lord Jesus Christ did. Glory to God. They should what? Repent and turn to God and do works. This now afterwards, meet for repentance. This is very consistent in the scriptures. Glory to God. So when we talk about good works, we're not just talking about, obviously, you know, reaching out to the needy and feeding the poor, etc. That's part of it. Here he's also talking about living a holy life, doing righteous deeds. Glory to God, as in living your life in obedience to God, living in humility, doing things that God expects us to do as Christians. So he says they should repent and turn to God and do works meet for repentance. And do works meet for repentance. Glory to God. Matthew 3:8 says, "Bring forth therefore fruit meet for repentance." This is now John the Baptist. He says we must now bear fruit meet for repentance. So fruit meet for repentance and works meet for repentance are exactly the same thing. Amen. They're exactly the same thing. They're one and the same thing. Hallelujah. Ephesians 2:8-10 says, "For by grace you have been saved through faith." By grace you have been saved through faith. "And that not of yourselves, it is the gift of God, not of works, lest anyone should boast. For we are his workmanship, created in Christ Jesus for good works." For good works, which God prepared beforehand that we should walk in them. So we're saved by grace. We can't save ourselves. We didn't save ourselves. You can't save yourself. So you're saved by grace. You just believe in what the Lord Jesus Christ has done for you, and his blood washes you clean. We couldn't do that for ourselves. But afterwards, the Lord expects us now to walk in righteousness, to lead a holy life. We couldn't do that before, because before that we were sinners. Before that we were children of disobedience. Amen. Because of sin we were fallen. But now, after salvation, after we believe, God says that now we are his workmanship. We are now a new creation in Christ Jesus. We are now disciples of the Lord Jesus Christ. We are now children of God. He says created in Christ Jesus. He says for good works. So a Christian is created for good works. Good works. Good works meaning good fruit. Glory to God. Good works, which God prepared beforehand that we should walk in them. So God wants us to walk in good works. He wants all his children to do good works. Hallelujah. Titus 2:11-14 says, For the grace of God that brings salvation has appeared to all men, teaching us that, denying ungodliness and worldly lusts, we should live soberly, righteously, and godly in the present age. Not the age to come only, but in this present age. So a lot of people will tell you, because of the grace of God, God understands that, you know, we are sinners, we can't do certain things correctly, etc. But the apostle of grace disagrees. He says, for the grace of God that brings salvation has appeared to all men. He says, it teaches us to deny ungodliness and worldly lusts. Grace does that. So the grace of God teaches us to deny ourselves ungodliness and worldly lusts, and that also we should live soberly, soberly. He says, and righteously, and godly, in the present age, meaning today, looking for the blessed hope, the glorious appearing of our great God and Savior, Jesus Christ. Because now the Lord Jesus Christ is coming back, who gave himself for us that he might redeem us from every lawless deed and purify for himself his own special people. Then he says, zealous for good works. Zealous for good works. We're saved by grace. Yes, the grace of God makes sure that we can't save ourselves. We are saved purely because we believe. However, after the fact, we must now do good works. Why? We are created to do good works. He's just told us now. Amen. So a Christian must do good works. Good works, yes, like we said, because for a lot of people, that means going to orphanages and old age homes, etc. That is helpful. That is part of it. However, here he's talking about also leading a holy life. Amen. Leading a holy life. Treating people the way you want to be treated. Obeying the commandments of the Lord Jesus Christ. Glory be to God. Treating your husband with dignity and respect. Treating your wife with love. As a child, meaning that you obey your parents. Glory be to God. That is holiness. That is righteousness. So the Lord expects us to do good works. We are saved now. We are Christians now. There must be a difference. We can't say we have the Holy Spirit and then our lives are not holy. Acts 10:38 says, how God anointed Jesus of Nazareth with the Holy Spirit and with power, who went about doing good. Doing good. So a lot of people don't understand what that means. When it says doing good what? Good works. The Lord Jesus Christ did good works. The Lord Jesus Christ was a holy man. The Lord Jesus Christ was a righteous man. He still is. Amen. He led a holy life before God. Glory be to God. Now, good works also extend to things like casting out devils and healing the sick and raising the dead and cleansing the leper and, of course, preaching the gospel. So he says, went about doing good, meaning good works, and healing all who were oppressed by the devil, for God was with him. So we receive the Holy Spirit for us to be able to do good works. So we don't do good works in our own strength. Amen. We do good works by the power of the Spirit. Glory be to God. John 15:4-5 says, abide in me and I in you. As the branch cannot bear fruit of itself unless it abides in the vine, neither can you unless you abide in me. We can't bear good fruit. We can't do good works without abiding in the Lord Jesus Christ. It is the essence, the substance, the power, the life of the Lord Jesus Christ that allows us to do good in our lives. So us to bear good fruit. Amen. And it's nothing that we strain to do. It's nothing we force ourselves to do. Amen. It's something that comes because we are the branches of that vine. We are part of the Lord Jesus Christ. He says, I'm the vine, you are the branches. He who abides in me and I in him bears much fruit. For without me, you can do nothing. Without the Lord Jesus Christ, we can do absolutely nothing. Glory be to God. We must now rely on the power of the Lord Jesus Christ to help us to bear good fruit. We bear fruit by the power of the Spirit. Amen. So Christianity is about bearing good fruit. Christianity is about doing good works. Amen. So God expects us to do good works. By that, we mean leading a holy life. We can't just get excited about certain bits of Christianity and not others. The Lord Jesus Christ must be consumed whole. We must take all of him. Hallelujah. So he says, I'm the vine, you're the branches. He abides in me and I in him bears much fruit. For without me, you can do nothing. Matthew 16:27 says, for the Son of Man will come in the glory of his Father with his angels. And then he'll reward each man according to his works. So the Lord Jesus Christ is going to come back one day. When he returns, he's going to reward each man according to his works. Now, a lot of people today are deceived. They'll tell you that we're going to be rewarded based on what the Lord Jesus Christ did for us. There's that part of Christianity, and it's true. It's true. The Lord Jesus Christ has done everything for us. He died for us on the cross. We couldn't die for ourselves. It's his blood that also washed us clean. We could not wash our sins away. So the Lord has done that for us. However, after the fact, the Lord has now given to us his Spirit. He's given to us his Spirit. So his Spirit now empowers us to do certain things for him, to live a holy life. Amen. To live for him. So he says when he returns, he will then reward each man according to his works. His works. So each person will be rewarded according to their works, not the works of the Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. Revelation 2:23 says, "And I will kill your children with death," meaning the plague, "and all the churches shall know that I am he which searcheth the reins and hearts. And I will give unto every one of you," he's talking to the church. He's talking to the church. This is now the Lord Jesus Christ. "I will give unto every one of you," this is now in the church, "according to your works." This is now in your own Bible. Amen. So when the Lord Jesus Christ returns, he's going to reward all of us according to our works. Glory to God. So remember that now we are created for good works. We are created for good works. So the Lord Jesus Christ says now we must do good works. We must let our light so shine before men that they may see our good works and glorify our Father in heaven. Amen. He says that now we must repent of our sin and do works in keeping with repentance. So when he returns, he's going to now reward each man according to his works. His works. Amen. So he says, "I'm he which searcheth the reins and hearts, and I'll give unto every one of you according to your works." Your works. Amen. So the Lord is going to judge you and I according to our works. Our works. Amen. Romans 2:5-11 says, "But in accordance with your hardness and your impenitent heart, you are treasuring up for yourselves wrath in the day of wrath and revelation of the righteous judgment of God." This is not the Apostle Paul. Amen. The Apostle of Grace. And he says, "Who will render to each one according to his deeds?" So he's saying the Lord Jesus Christ will return and render unto each person according to his deeds. Glory to God. This message is so important for the church to hear because the Lord Jesus Christ will come back soon. We can see the signs everywhere. The signs are everywhere. We can see wars and rumors of wars. We can see pestilences everywhere, earthquakes everywhere, all over the world. These things are happening. So the Lord is near. The Lord is near. Glory be to God. When he comes, he says he's going to render to each one according to their deeds, their works. And then he says he'll give eternal life to those who by patient continuance, he says, in doing good, good what? Good works, seek for glory, honor, and immortality. But those who are self-seeking and do not obey the truth, but obey unrighteousness, indignation, and wrath will then belong to them. And then he says, tribulation and anguish on every soul of man who does evil, of the Jew first and also of the Greek, but glory, honor, and peace to everyone who works. And what is good, he says, to the Jew first and also to the Greek, for there is no partiality with God. So the Lord Jesus Christ is coming back. It's a reality. This message must be preached in the church. The gospel of the kingdom is about the return of the Lord Jesus Christ to the earth. When he comes back, he's going to set up his kingdom on planet earth. But before he does that, he's going to rid this planet of wickedness. He's going to rid this planet of all evil. Satan himself will be destroyed. The wicked will be thrown into the lake of fire after they're judged before the Lord. That's a reality. We have to tell people that. It's so true, that message. It's very necessary for people to understand that. So he says that now, on that day, when the Lord returns, he's going to now reward each man according to his deeds. Glory to God. He'll render to each one according to his deeds. And he says he'll give eternal life to those who by patient continuance in doing good, in doing good. Amen. So it's not about responding to an altar call. So a lot of Christians have responded to an altar call, but a lot has gone wrong in their lives. They are not obeying God. Glory be to God. And I hope that story is not true for you. I hope that story is false about you. And I hope that you're living your life in accordance with the commandments of the Lord Jesus Christ. Glory be to God. And I hope that message has blessed you. Until next time, glory to God.
Give your faith wings. Explore life with 657 AM. 657 AM.
If you need prayer, please send your request to prayer@radiopulpit.co.za or WhatsApp 067-429-7564 or go to Radio Pulpit website on www.radiopulpit.co.za.
You are with Radio Pulpit AM 657, your daily companion. My name is Ephraim. Would you like to know how you can reach more audience through various advertising platforms? Contact me on ephraim@radiopulpit.co.za for more information on our tailor-made budget-fitting options. Wishing you a successful and blessed year further.
You and 657 AM and life, a winning team on the road to eternity.